Hello, hello. Welcome to Simple Money Systems podcast, episode number 31. Today, I will be talking about the concept of cash flow. There are many different tips and tricks on how to handle your cash, such as cash envelopes and penny jars. Some people open multiple checking accounts for every spending category. It's mind-blowing, but it's encouraging to know that people are actually trying to find a solution that works. My friend, how do you handle your cash? Maybe you already have your cash system in place. I invite you to listen to this episode to learn about the simple cash system I use, and I would love to share some helpful tips. There is one common denominator to find that simple strategy for saving money that you can run with. Is there one? And I say yes. To simplify this often confusing money subject, I have a simple money system that is custom built for you. Check my website to learn more about debt-free budgeting coaching at DeannaGollins.com. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. I want to invite you to join me in a simple budgeting coaching framework. This is a 4-week coaching session experience where you are going to walk through building out your budgeting plan, getting a customized money mapping system in place, getting that accountability that you need, and being able to stop messing around Googling stuff and looking all over the internet for every solution when it comes to your finances, but finally having a plan that is custom for you. Take your calendar and schedule our budgeting session. Hit the stop button, scroll down to the show notes right at the end of this episode, and click the link to schedule a time with me to simply check if this is the answer to your family finances you have been praying for. So, what is cash flow? Family cash flow refers to the movement of money into and out of a household. It includes all sources of income and all expenditures made by the family every month. Family cash flow encompasses income from various sources such as salaries, wages, bonuses, investments, rental income, side hustle business, or maybe a hobby, and any other sources of revenue. On the expenditure side, family cash flow includes all expenses incurred by the household, including mortgage or rent payments, utilities, groceries, transportation costs, healthcare expenses, education expenses, insurance premiums, entertainment expenses, and any other regular or irregular expenses. So now we understand a little bit about the cash flow. It's basically your total income that is coming into your family budget, less all expenses, everything, even whatever you pay cash for, this will be your cash flow. Okay, friends, do you know that our brain loves anything system? Yes, it does. Just look at your things that you do on a regular basis. Like, let's say in the morning, you woke up, you get up from bed, and you go to your bathroom and you start brushing your teeth, washing your face, combing your hair. You do it on autopilot, not even thinking about that. And do you know why? Because you have intentionally or non-intentionally, you have set up your little morning system. And it just works on autopilot. You don't have to even think about it. You just simply do it. The same thing is here when it comes to your money routine. It provides structure, predictability, and efficiency, which are inherently rewarding for cognitive functioning. The brain's affinity for systems stems from its ability to simplify complex tasks, provide a sense of control, optimize outcomes, and facilitate learning and adaptation. And when we talk about money, for some reason, many of my clients or students, they hit with the thought, oh, finances, it probably must be something about math or calculations and all these complicated tasks that I just don't like, and I am not willing to do that. But friends, with simple money systems that I have in place, we all know that the simple is more and that more is less. And now, my friends, I would like to go through 5 tips on how actually save your money or how to increase your family cash flow. All right? Okay, tip number 1. First, evaluate what value-adding or money-saving habit you need to add to your daily routine. What is your goal for this year? Let's do reverse engineering here. Do you want to save more cash to pay off your credit card debt? Let me ask you, why? What is your driver to pay off that credit card? Is it to expand your savings for unexpected special expenses? Or maybe it's your child's dream to participate in that amazing camp. Or maybe it's your long-awaited family vacation. Make your goal setting to influence your habits. If you have a strong goal in your mind, attached to a challenge such as paying off debt, it will stimulate you to stay on track, minimizing distractions. My next step is to create a credit card payoff system. See, you can implement your goal by adding a small routine to your already established habit. It will take you a few days to make it work on autopilot before adding another valuable step to your morning or evening routines. When I want to implement my new routine, I make sure it's very simple, so it would not overwhelm me. I don't know about you, but I used to tend to take big visible steps to see an impressive change in the shortest period. I want to see a result now, so I kept pushing myself until it gets too hard to get to the finish line. And after many errors and trials, I finally realized it's not about impressing myself or anyone, but rather it's to make a first little step and then the second and the third. This is how slowly but steadily you can move toward your goal. In my debt-free budgeting coaching, I offer a goal-setting plan on how to pay off your credit cards with a daily worksheet where you add your simple habits and every night you send it to me for accountability, encouragement, and the support that you need. And friends, it's nothing major when you send to me every night your daily activities. It's just a worksheet that I have created with a few simple entries that you need to make. And then you take a snapshot on your phone and just post it in our student Facebook community group. All right? So friend, you need this if you need to be able to get your goals and your dreams. And I am here to show you how. Okay, my third tip is to pay a one-time fee for all your purchases, big or small. Avoid any and all payments plans. When buying a payment plan, you pay for it with high interest attached to seemingly low monthly payments. Remember that this is a trap to keep you on a hook as long as possible, tricking you away from paying the balance off. Accrued interest and fees associated with those plans will keep you in that rat race wheel forever. And friends, I am talking about all types of purchases such as electronics, your cell phone, and every grocery shopping when you put on a credit card and pay minimum monthly payments. Those minimum payments seem so innocently low. But please, I want you to be aware of the MMPP. It's my acronym that stands for Minimum Monthly Payments Plan. By paying for items or services upfront or in full, you avoid any additional costs that might be associated with installment payments. Additionally, avoiding payment plans can help you maintain better control over your finances, bypassing the risk of overspending or getting into debt. How did you buy your car? It's a big upfront expense, right? Now you're probably thinking, oh, she wants me to buy my car with cash. And of course, I do. And it's for the best. The majority of people have their vehicles on minimum monthly payment plan. Just thinking that only the wealthy can afford to pay cash. My friend, do you know that you can purchase your next car with cash, and you do not need to win the lottery? With my simple budgeting, you will have your next car purchase with your cash, and I would love to teach you how. Don't forget to visit the show notes to sign up for a coaching session. Okay, now my fourth tip on how to gain back your money. It's don't buy extended warranties on any electronics, cell phones, cars, household items, etc. Let's clearly understand that salespersons do their job by diligently offering you an extended warranty on a purchased item. This is a part of their job task. Just thank them politely, knowing your job of being a smart steward of your family finances, all right? It begins right here. Friend, congratulate yourself when you avoid any unnecessary hook to your cash wallet. Most of the brand new electronic and other products already provide a comprehensive warranty that covers the product for an extended period. Purchasing an additional warranty may be even redundant, so you don't need it. On products like computers or smartphones, extended warranty may not work well, because these products can become obsolete or outdated quickly, and as you may replace them before the warranty expires. On products known for their durability and reliability, such as certain car brands or major appliances, the likelihood of needing expensive repairs during the extended warranty period may be minimal. I would recommend, before purchasing an extended warranty, carefully evaluate the cost, coverage, and likelihood of needing repairs or replacements for the specific product. Okay, another tip on how to save cash is by declining merchants' credit card offers. Very often, major department stores like JCPenney or Belk or Dillard's or Nordstrom or any other big department stores, they like to offer up to 20% discount on purchased items when you apply for their credit card. There is a reason for this seemingly lavish discount offer. Many fall into this trap or buying more, or they tend to buy more extra items for all the family members and for upcoming holidays and gifts and presents just to get that 20% discount at the register. Friends, being hooked on monthly payments of 30%+ interest rate. So watch carefully and always look after what is beneficial to you and your family first. Another drawback with merchant credit cards is that they can be used only at a specific store, making you visit them more often, even when you don't need to purchase anything. So you simply spend more. Okay, so I encourage you today to make it a priority to pay off all your merchant credit cards and get rid of them. Close those accounts, please. Okay, remember, you are the one who is in charge of more money in your pocket. Managing family cash flow effectively is essential for maintaining financial stability and achieving financial goals. It involves budgeting, tracking expenses, prioritizing spending, and making informed financial decisions to ensure that income covers expenses and that there is a sufficient buffer for savings, emergencies, and long-term goals such as education, retirement, purchasing a home, or special needs. My friend, I am glad you joined today Simple Money Systems podcast. You can implement these tips right now. Don't wait for better times and change your daily life for the better right now. My goal is to simplify your life, to save your precious time and hard-earned money. You may join the Simple Money Systems Facebook group to share your thoughts and for any suggestions or maybe questions you might have, and for support and accountability. I would love to hear from you. Become an insider by signing up to my weekly email with new episodes, tips and tricks on budgeting and new offers. Check the show notes right below this episode for links on how to connect with me. Lead your day with confidence, peace of mind, and a grateful heart. Give yourself grace, adjust as you go, and stay committed first to yourself and then to your family. Friend, if you find here some tips and useful ideas helping you in any way, or if you feel a stretch or a challenge, can I ask you a favor? Please leave a 5-star review on the Simple Money Systems Apple podcast. just scroll down a few episodes for the review section. I am thrilled to know that this episode contributed to your smarter cash flow. I am looking forward to our next time together on Money Talk Tips and Simple Money Systems with Deanna Gomez. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gomez.